Lois. Hi, Lois.
Oh, hi. I'm calling actually regarding someone else.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a nurse. I'm retired. I used to work with a physician, a really good one, who now is retired, and I understand that he has Parkinson's, and he has seen a movement disorder specialist. I've always tended to be more in touch with more complementary medicine things than he has. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if I had what he has, I wouldn't hesitate to make an appointment at your clinic. What I want to know before I suggest that to him is there some likelihood that, I mean, I'm betting that you have some things that could be tried that might be helpful that he might not get from his orthodox physician.
Definitely so, ma'am.
Disorder specialist.
Yeah, definitely so. All doctors at Tahoma Clinic work from time to time with Parkinson's disease. We're not movement disorder specialists, so people don't flock in to see us. But we can almost always, and I really do mean almost always, improve the situation so that, one, it doesn't progress, two, it turns around partially. And we do have some patients who are a whole bunch better from their Parkinson's. There are some things one can try. Now, one of the first ones is found down at Tahoma Dispensary, Natural Food Stores, and the Compounding Pharmacies. It's something called NADH. Now, all that is an active form of niacinamide.
Oh,
and,
okay.
In the trial that was done on it, people were taking 5 milligrams a day. Sometimes it comes in as dissolve it under the tongue thing. Sometimes you just swallow it. And what do you know? It reduced the disability in 75% of the individuals who tried it. Now, NADH was actually the subject of a very famous online movie. I don't know if you can find it anymore. It was the early 90s, no kidding, by Dr. George, spelled without the E on the end because he's from Austria, Birkmayer, B-I-R-K-M-A-Y-E-R. And that movie shows somebody with Parkinson's shuffling up and down the hallway, and then they show Dr. Birkmayer giving this gentleman an IV of NADH. And I'm not kidding you, ma'am. The next views are the guys walking up and down in the hallway waving at us without shuffling around or anything. You couldn't tell he had Parkinson's. Now, I'm not kidding. That was online for years.
Well, was that representative of a true story?
Absolutely. That was the true story. I met with Dr. Birkmayer and then his son after Dr. Birkmayer passed away. Dr. Birkmayer had discovered that this NADH stuff, which happens to be a key part of mitochondrial activity in every cell, really helped. Now, here's one other one for you, and then I've got to go on. We've got folks waiting. And that is very, very recently, and we haven't had enough people to try this on to let you know if it works, but it's certainly totally harmless. A group over in Italy, Dr. Cavalieri, hey, you can even look this one up. And, you know, he can go to PubMed and look up C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R-I.
Okay.
And you put in Cavalieri, and you put in Parkinson's disease in PubMed. What do you know? Up comes Dr. Cavalieri's trials of injectable thiamine. And you know what that is, being a nurse.
Being a B vitamin, yeah.
Yeah. No, they injected 100 or 200 milligrams a couple times a week, and the Parkinson's was a lot better. And what Dr. Cavalieri said is you got to inject it, and you got to inject a bunch of it because it's a problem with the thiamine transporter system in the brain.
Oh,
and so
okay.
you got to overwhelm that transporter system. Now that, as I say, we don't work with a lot of Parkinson's because people don't think we know anything about it. That was the subject of actually two or three articles, I forget which, by Dr. Cavalieri, who's a neurologist. Good grief. And thiamine, injectable, a couple hundred milligrams twice a week, duh. You can't hurt yourself with it.
And that one, there is no point to be trying oral because just can't work.
It won't flood the body as a shot will. That's the point.
So that might be something he could do at the clinic or...
Hey, you could do it for him. You're a nurse. I'm sorry.
Well, that's
you.
True, I guess. And he can. And then the first one, the NADH, you were describing someone who was taking an IV of it.
Yes,
but
that's
if he took orally 5 milligrams a day, might that do something?
Yes, it definitely might do something. In fact, it is doing something for the few people we work with for Parkinson's who have Parkinson's. It's 5 milligrams a day.
Wow. Well, that's something good to start off working with. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and good luck there. And if either or both of those things works, there's more things that can be done.
Okay. I will pass that on to him.
Okay.
Well, have a good day. I love your
You're
show.
Welcome. Well, thank you for saying that, ma'am.